Welcome to the second season of Record of Change. I'm Pratap Nair, your host for this episode. Here at the podcast, we follow 8 people from around the world to understand the effect of the COVID-19 pandemic on their lives. Today, we're headed to Bengaluru, India, to talk to Alan Rocha. Alan says the prolonged lockdown has made him appreciate the smaller things in life. Though it has not made him any more religious than before, he's looking forward to a drastically stripped-down version of Christmas celebrations with his parents. It has also, in a subtle way, changed the course of his long-distance relationship with his partner. We hope it's for the better. Let's dive in. So how are you, Alan?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good too. So the last time we spoke, you had not met your boyfriend, your
Correct.
Partner, in so many months, and you were going to meet him.
Correct.
Did you meet him?
So yeah, we did meet at the end of the month.
Okay.
End of September, we did meet. We spent a week together. So yeah, we got to spend time after roughly 6-7 months.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
How did that go?
It went well. It was different. We both knew that it's going to be like this for quite some time now, going forward. The ease of meeting each other will not be as it was before. So yeah, it felt good after meeting for a long time. Yeah. But then there was a little bit of a strange feeling too, because we are meeting after so long. Though we are staying connected, but yeah, meeting face to face still makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys met after that? Are you meeting from time to time?
No, after that, we'll be meeting in the end of December.
Okay, so September is the last you met him?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And you told me that you were going to talk to him. You both were going to talk about opening up relationships so you can meet other people. Have you done any of that?
So, yes, we did discuss on that, and we are currently in an open relationship. So, yeah, so we figured that, yes, this distance is going to be longer and felt more because we won't be able to meet that often. So, yes, open is what we will do so that we are less sexually frustrated. So, yeah, we are in an open relationship now.
Okay. So tell me this, would this have happened? Would you have opened a relationship if this pandemic had not happened?
No, I don't think so. I think this September made it a year since we have been together. And we wouldn't have taken up this topic or spoken about it, at least for some foreseeable time. We were not even thinking of it. But because of the pandemic, things kind of got, I think, advanced, maybe. This would have happened a little down the line, but yeah, this got pushed further and advanced further, and we did bring up this topic because of the COVID situation. Yes.
Because before that, you were meeting quite often. You were meeting each other once a week or something.
Yeah, we were meeting at least once in 2 weeks.
I understand. Now, India is slowly opening up, and I think only the schools and theaters, movie halls are not open.
Pretty much everything is opened up in Bangalore per se, yes.
Okay. So how different does your life look right now as opposed to how it looked in September when we spoke? Now it looks like it's all gone back to normal. Are you making use of this liberty that you could go to office at your own convenience?
This liberty was there even for me in the month of June, July. It was slowly kicking in because real estate, I work with a company which is related to real estate business. So they all had picked up work since June because they couldn't keep their laborers idle. So the work happened at all these residential buildings. So, and our company also, obviously, since we are working in line with builders as such, so our business also started picking up. So, I'm still going out, but I think there's no sense of complete freedom where we can go in it and walk in into any office or walk in into any site for any meetings. It all has to be pre-planned, pre-approved. Only then we can take anything forward. Earlier, the luxury of, say, scouting or just doing a random field work just to scout and see certain potential clients, that has become a really tough task. So that sense of freedom into work has come down because of the COVID situation. Everybody is still back to, say, the new normal, I would say, but there's a sense of caution still.
So what are the precautions you're taking? For example, if you're going to meet a client, what kind of precautions are you taking?
So these days, clients or even our company's mandate is face-to-face meetings is only encouraged when it is of dire need, if you can't do without it. Otherwise, yeah, we are encouraged to, say, do virtual meetings with them. I mean, even the clients themselves don't entertain any walk-ins for a meeting. All has to be pre-planned. So they do take the necessary precautions because nobody wants to be in the receiving end of the COVID infection. So, yeah. So, yes, precautions are there. They are not very open to meetings face-to-face just like that. And if we do meet people, there's a sense of social distancing in terms of the conference room, how many people can be seated, or in any cabin, how many people can meet. And if it is at a site level, we are asked to wear gloves, mask, temperature checks. All those basic guidelines are being followed, yeah. That's what's happening at work.
Have you done any fun stuff in the past 3 months? Have you picked up a hobby or anything in lockdown?
I've started paying more attention to the plants that I keep outside. So I never, the earlier house since we last spoke, I remember telling you that I shifted homes. So the earlier place I had planted pots across and I had few plants and they never used to survive. So here, things have changed where I'm at least paying attention to them. And I'm like, yeah, kind of, I can't say gardening because there's just hardly 5-6 potted plants. But yeah, I'm paying more attention to that. So I can say that is a small developing habit or a pastime.
What kind of plants do you have?
I don't know the names of it, but yeah, two potted lilies and then, yeah, two ferns. That's about it. I don't know the names of it. I'm not an avid gardener.
As long as they're alive.
Correct. That's the goal number one.
Did you visit your parents in Kerala?
No, I'm going after a year in this month for Christmas. So I visited them the last year for Christmas and I was supposed to go and meet them for Easter, which was in the month of April. And unfortunately, from March 22nd is when all this happened, the lockdown happened. So, and I haven't, even though the lockdown was lifted, I did not want to risk traveling at that point of time because I'm sure a lot of people would want to travel back and forth. But yeah, now for Christmas, I am traveling home.
How do you think this Christmas will be? I think it'll be weird.
It's going to be really different because one, I don't know, because for me, Christmas revolves around going for midnight mass to church, come back, put baby Jesus in the crib, then have a little bit of wine, cake, wish each other and go to sleep. And the next day morning, you start feasting on all the food mom has made. But this time it's going to be totally different because it's just going to be online mass. So we're just going to be at home. I don't know how an online mass will have an impact. I don't think I would get the feel of a Christmas mass at church. But yeah, the feeling of Christmas probably also would not be that much this year because it's just going to be the four of us. I don't think either my mom's side or my dad's side, any of the relatives are planning to get together because most of them are on the older side. So I don't think anybody would want to risk. But yeah, it's just going to be the first time Christmas with just four of us at home. So yeah, but...
Your parents, you and your sister, yeah?
Correct, yeah. Just the four of us. So probably we have to reinvent new ways of enjoying Christmas where we are not
are
going...
Are you religious, Alan? Are you religious?
Not particularly religious, no. I'm not someone who would go to church. I hope my mom is not listening to this, but not going to church every Sunday. So I remember she giving me grief when the lockdown started. She said, you have to listen to online masses. So I was like, no, I think I can just pray, you know, to myself. I think that would suffice. But yeah.
But you didn't find yourself swaying towards religion during the lockdown in the past 8-9 months? You've not felt any more religious than you already did?
No, nothing of that sort.
Okay. Did you attend any online mass after your mom's
nagging? No, I haven't. Attended any online mass. I just do my regular morning prayers whenever I wake up.
So you do pray every day?
Yeah, but I don't basically follow the standard, I have to go to church every Sunday. If I don't go to church, it's considered to be a mortal sin, yeah? So yeah, that way I'm not that religious, but I do say my prayers when I wake up.
Has your prayer ever included this pandemic?
Yeah, I definitely did pray that this ends soon. But I do not question him, why did you bring this plague on us? I think this is kind of self-brought by us. So I think this was something which is supposed to hit us sometime now or sometime in the future. And it hit us now. I think it kind of jerked everybody into reality. Not in terms of saying spiritually or religiously speaking that we have to pay more attention. But I think to be more keen about our surroundings and our environment around. I think people are more aware right now. I hope it stays like that. Once the vaccine comes and everything gets forgotten, it's quite easy that we all go back into our old ways.
Yeah, true. From what you're saying, it looks like people have gone back to their old lives. Do you think there will be an awareness? If you were to say like a few lessons that you had taken for yourself from this pandemic situation, what would you say?
I think the major thing is I should not take things for granted. That's what I have, like certain things I just kept it aside. I thought, okay, just go on, move on. But I think taking things for granted is what I have understood. It should not be the case after this pandemic hit. Be more vigilant, be more active. Appreciate whatever you have at that point of time. Don't grip much. That's what I've... The biggest takeaway for me during the pandemic is that. And yes, being more self-sufficient and self-reliant in things and not just relying on somebody or leaning on somebody just for basic things, which you could have done it on your own. I think that was something which I realized. And then I also realized the major thing which I've realized is appreciation to all these menial things in life that you do, which you thought is just, it's so negligent that you don't have to pay much respect or even pay much appreciation to it. But washing vessels after cooking, my God, I don't know how my parents did it so many years. I mean, I cook in the morning and there's dirty dishes in the sink, and then I'm like, I cook in the after, I clean that up, and then again it's filled up with dirty dishes. So yeah, there's a profound appreciation to my parents or whoever cleans dishes, probably in India where we get maids to come clean it. But yeah, that's what I meant, like such small menial things which did not make much of a difference, now you pay heed to it.
Cool. So that's what the pandemic had taught you. The lockdown has taught you. Did you go out to a restaurant to eat?
I did. For my work, when I'm traveling around for some meetings, in between, if I have to grab lunch, I do go grab lunch at local restaurants. And not many people are actually dining in per se. I think most of them are delivery boys standing in queue to take up all the deliveries and go. But nobody is really dining in. There are a few brave hearts who are dining in and enjoying the luxury of space and less hustle bustle in the restaurants. But yeah, sadly, because of that, a lot of places are shutting down in and around Bangalore, which is a very sad thing to see, because things were just opened up with such grandeur and this thing happened and they can't survive. So a lot of places are shutting down, sadly. And Bangalore per se, the weekend culture is going pubbing, go out for eating. And the funny thing is Bangalore is literally half empty because all the IT crowds, since they've got work from home, they're all gone to their respective hometowns. So there's no crowd to... And on top of that, nobody is venturing out and going to such restaurants or pubs to even, you know, meet up and spend time. So yeah, quite a different scenario.
I can hear Toby barking. What's up with him?
No, that's not Toby. That's another dog on the other street.
Okay. So speaking of which, how are Toby and Penny doing?
Penny is got knocked up and she hasn't come back home. I think she's gone to go give birth somewhere. She hasn't reported. It's been a week, I guess. I was raising her as a combination of a house cat and who ventures out, because I got her adopted the similar way. So she was not very keen on sitting inside home. She jolts out. She comes back, but I think she started carrying. I think she's due, and that's why she's gone off somewhere to give birth, because I think at home, since Toby is there, she obviously, female cats, once they give birth, they'll be more guarded. So she doesn't find this as a safe space. So I'm sure she's nestled somewhere else. And she'll come probably with the kittens later on.
See, she's opened up her relationship with you. And she's brought back babies.
Out when one came back, I don't know how many.
Okay. So how have you met any people, any new people after you guys decided this about your relationship?
Yeah, I did meet few people. A lot of people, I thought a lot of them will have, you know, little contentions about meeting, because one, if I'm a person who's venturing out a lot, they might be little, you know, wary about meeting, but I didn't find any such problem. It's quite the opposite which is happening now, I feel, because earlier, I live in Koramangala, and a place named Whitefield is supposedly considered as another city because it's so far with the amount of traffic. But now people are actually willing to travel that distance because there's no traffic on roads to come meet where you are, or even midway. They're open. The distance within the city is now shortened, I feel, because there's not many people on roads. There is traffic, but it's bearable. It's not like how it was back when there was no COVID and there was everybody in town.
The pandemic has shrunk distances.
Shrunk distances.
At least within the city. Bangalore. Yeah, at least within Bangalore. But are the buses running?
Buses have started running, yes. And a lot of people have started going off. I can see a lot of posts, people going to Goa. I think my boyfriend is going to Kodaikanal with a bunch of his friends to celebrate his birthday. Not his birthday, but his friend's birthday. So yeah, there are people venturing out for, I think, local tourist destinations within the state. And certain states, it's quite strict, because I think Kerala, Maharashtra, I think it's still even more stricter for coming in and going out. But I think within, say, he's in Tamil Nadu, in the state of Tamil Nadu. So I think within there people are touring. And he's saying there's a lot of people coming to the local tourist spots, whichever is open.
So domestic tourism is picking up slowly.
Picking up, definitely.
Here in Western countries, like I live in Germany, we're just waiting for the vaccine. The government has again extended the lockdown in December. We are going through something called lockdown light, where restaurants are not open. They've not been open for the past month or so. So I don't think India can afford to do
no,
that.
No, I don't think India can afford it anymore. Even if a lockdown happens, I think it will be met with a lot of backlash regarding it. Because I think the lockdown which happened for those 3 months itself has shattered many things. Now it's mostly focuses on rebuilding rather than again hindering that process of rebuilding. So I think now everybody's notion is either you stay safe, take your precautions. This thing is not that big of a deal, I guess some of the notions are. Either you get it and it might pass through, or you already have it and you are out of it. Just that you were asymptomatic, or that's the notion. I think now everybody's just gunning for just wait, hold on till the vaccine comes and then back to your normal.
Yeah. Will you take the vaccination, Alan?
I haven't thought of it, but I don't think I would immediately. Probably, first of all, I think the vaccine to reach each of us would take a longer time, because I think the government also, I was reading an article that the main concentration is not to vaccinate everybody in India. And it's about vaccinating that targeted group which needs or is a suspect to transmit. So I think the frontline workers and the ones who are in those target groups will be the first ones to even receive it, because I'm sure availability of the vaccine is not going to be easy in the initial days. So even if it comes to an option of me choosing to take the vaccination, I think I can see it happening only next year, where the choice of it will come to me.
So I wish in whatever lockdown form you're going to be celebrating your Christmas, I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
Next week, my colleague Stephanie talks to Mackenzie Roller, an 18-year-old who moved to the American South to do a gap year work experience with Vote.org, a national nonpartisan organization that helps to register and inform eligible voters across the US. Stay tuned. Follow us on your favorite podcast provider and look for us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, or our website recordofchange.com. This podcast is implemented with and by members of the Bosch Alumni Network, a community that brings together former and current fellows, grantees, and staff members of the Robert Bosch Stiftung and its partners.